USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. economy continues to falter. Stocks on Wednesday had their steepest losses in over 2 years following disappointing earnings from Target, Walmart, and Lowe's. The Dow Jones fell 3.57%, the NASDAQ was off 4.75%, and the S&P 500 lost just over 4%. As many Americans are wondering how we got here, millions of parents and caregivers in the United States who rely on formula to feed their children cannot do so due to the baby formula shortage in the United States. President Biden has a plan.
I'm invoking what they call the Defense Production Act to ensure that manufacturers have the necessary ingredients to make safe, healthy infant formula here at home. The Defense Production Act gives the government the ability to require suppliers to direct needed resources to infant formula manufacturers before any other customer who may have ordered that good.
USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Hatred is causing some to commit horrific acts of violence.
Authorities in Orange County, California say hatred against Taiwan motivated a Chinese-born gunman from Las Vegas to open fire on the Irvine Taiwanese Presbyterian Church. Investigators say David Chow chained the doors and used super glue on the locks before he opened fire. Orange County Sheriff Don Barnes says one parishioner, Dr. John Chang, is a hero in the incident.
It is known that Dr. Chang charged the individual, the suspect, attempted to disarm him, which allowed other parishioners to then intercede, taking the suspect into custody.
Chang died, but Barnes says his actions probably saved the lives of dozens of people. Five were wounded in the attack, which is also being investigated as a hate crime. Chow is being held in lieu of $1 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
NASCAR racing is in Fort Worth, Texas this weekend. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
NASA's InSight Mars lander is losing power due to Martian dust sticking to its solar panels. By the end of the year, NASA expects the lander to become inoperative. NASA says it will keep using the spacecraft's seismometer to register Mars quakes until the power is completely depleted. People won't buy electric cars if gas prices are cheap. That was one of the problems that faced President Biden's agenda when he took office. Fast forward to today, problem solved, as Americans, on average, are spending an additional $5,000 a year more in gas than they did under President Trump. Representative Mike Hearn, Republican from Oklahoma, was on Newsmax overnight.
Well, I think it's a race to socialism, and they know that they tried this last year. They tried to push Joe Manchin and Kirsten Sinema around to get $5.5 trillion of spending. They couldn't get that done. They know their time and their days are numbered until the end of this year. They're trying to push more socialist agenda, allow as many people in as possible, hopefully converting those to voters in just a few short years so they can take over control of this country once and for all. The moderate Democrats are going to lose. You're starting to see them really try to figure out how to push back on these agendas. You're seeing things in the House right now that Pelosi's trying to push, and she's not able to do it because moderate Democrats are pushing back because they're concerned about losing their seats as well. So now the Democrats are the survival of the fittest, and that's what you're seeing happen.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.